Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hi, everybody. Tommy here. This is part two of a two-part podcast series. So if you haven't listened to part one, you should go listen to that one first, because otherwise some of the jokes aren't going to make sense in this one. Okay, on with the show.
Second half of The Judy Garland Show is brought to you by Mild New Thrill for dishwashing that leaves skin so soft and smooth, it's like getting a new pair of hands. New Thrill.
Has it been 15 minutes? I'm contractually obligated to say happy holidays because
I said Merry Christmas a couple of
okay.
days ago, so we're okay.
Excellent.
Yeah, just when it got
Excellent.
Really heavy,
Good.
I just slid it
yeah.
in there.
Because it's a holiday episode.
It's a holiday episode. Oh my God. We've lost all of our fan base.
If you're still listening right now, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. No, actually, thank you, because I wouldn't be. No, I would be.
You would
I'm
be.
I'm a glutton.
I heard from someone, what did I say on the Fiddler podcast? I said something like, I doubt there's anyone who's listening to this podcast who has never, ever listened to Fiddler on the Roof.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a Twitter message from someone who said, I'm now going to listen to Fiddler on the Roof after listening to the whole podcast.
Oh, well, that's good.
It was awesome. Thanks for that message.
I wonder how they felt about it after that, after we tore it to shreds. But yeah, please let us know, actually. I'm intrigued about that.
Yeah, I wonder if we'd set them up for failure.
Yeah. Spoiler. Right, let's think about something holiday.
Yeah.
Right, something... I wonder, what's your favorite holiday musical?
What is my favorite holiday musical?
Would you like a cookie? I feel I'm going to keep relating it to this, right?
Right.
Would you like a cookie?
These cookies are delicious.
Mm.
That was my cookie sound. What qualifies as a holiday musical? I mean, Rent is a holiday musical in the same way that Die Hard is a holiday movie.
Right, exactly, and it's not. So
right.
that's what qualifies. No, it's about, well, no, actually, because my answer would be Meet Me in St. Louis, which
okay.
is in every way a holiday show film, because yeah. it's always on, only ever on at the holidays, and
right.
it has the best holiday song in it
yeah.
of all time. But only like 20% of it is set at Christmas.
It's set at Christmas. You know, same thing with MAME. Like, it's got one Christmas
exactly.
song, but it, you know, can be a holiday
it's
movie.
Such a, it's such a thing, yeah.
It's
exactly.
really just, do you guys have ABC Family? It's a television
we
network.
We don't have ABC. We don't have networks.
Okay. I don't understand British TV. Do you still have to crank them on the side every 15 minutes for them
yeah,
to warm up?
Yeah.
Are they like coal fired?
I think we're getting color TV in 20 years, I think. There's talk.
There's a television network in America called ABC Family.
I mean, obviously I know what it is.
Well, then I'm telling our British listeners who are, you know, striving for that color television as they're
yeah.
busy, you know, cranking up the steam engine on the side
yeah.
of their magic...
Steam-powered TV. Yeah. Oh God, how cool would that be?
And they do holiday-themed movie showings, but for days and days and days on end. So they have a series of programming called The 25 Days of Christmas. And it's December 1st through Christmas, and they show quote-unquote Christmas movies.
Yep, yeah.
But it'll be like all of Harry Potter, which is not Christmassy.
That is so true, isn't it? Like Mary Poppins.
Yeah,
it's not
a family movie. It's not
Mary
a Christmas
Poppins.
Movie.
Yeah.
You know what are Christmas movies? Those Claymation, Felt, Rudolph, and Frosty the Snowman. Have you never seen any of these?
So, are you talking about like the same guys that did like Wallace and Gromit? I don't know. If you...
No, they are not claymation specifically. They are stop motion. With I will be amazed if you've never seen these.
Are they British?
No, they're the Rankin and Bass Christmas specials.
Not in any way.
But even if you've seen them, you wouldn't know them as that.
Oh, okay.
They spoof them in Elf the movie.
Well, I mean. The joy of being British, and this is something you'll never get to experience, is so many references go over our head, but we laugh anyway.
You've never heard of the Island of Misfit Toys?
Right. The only reason I know that exists and I know the song is because of Glee.
That's
and
I crazy
thought it was a Dr. Seuss thing, but it's
oh,
not,
no,
is it?
You
no?
would love these things.
Right, okay. I'll need to check it out. Show note it.
Yeah, I'll show note it. I want to find a clip to send you. So they started with, they made like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, a dramatized mm-hmm. story of how he got to be Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And then they made like Frosty the Snowman, you know, the whole story of Frosty the Snowman. But then they had all these claymation, like felt things, Santa things around. And so they wrote a whole bunch of other stories around him for the following years. Right. So this one is from the special A Year Without a Santa Claus. This is the Snow Miser and the Heat Miser.
Oh, look at that. That's cool.
I'm amazed you've never seen these.
So this is the Island of Misfit Toys thing.
This is what that comes from. Yeah, the Island of Misfit Toys is in the Rudolph special. But there's like there are, without a doubt, dozens of holiday musical movies just like this, in this style, this kind of stop motion animated. And they're super popular around Christmas time.
Right, okay. Yeah, so this seems quite, it's not bad. I mean, yeah, it's quite good.
Yeah, but they're supposed to be real, real low cost to production.
I recognize this little deer. Is that, I think that's Rudolph.
That's Rudolph, yes.
He's so cute. Oh my God.
Aren't they adorable? They'll sing like the one, you know, this movie has Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in it. And then this is the Island of Misfit Toys song.
I love this song. I've never heard the original. I've only heard Glee, but this is better.
I am amazed these things have never made it to you.
Lovely. Well, my Christmas is made this year, right? Do you have, like, The Snowman? The book, Raymond Briggs' book?
Oh, yeah. With the, I've seen the movie. We're walking
in the air. Do you have, like, the Father Christmas one of that?
No, I've only ever seen The Snowman one.
Okay.
Which is real creepy, BT Dubs.
No, it's not. It's the saddest thing that exists.
It's super creepy.
Why is it creepy?
This man comes to life and then steals a child away.
He doesn't steal him away. They go on an adventure.
What if you were mama in that household and woke up in the middle of the night and both your snowman and your kid were gone?
You would be like, well, they're probably off on an adventure to the North Pole to see Santa. They'll be back in a bit, right? Actually, what I will show you. So have you ever heard of Iron Brew?
No, what is that?
Iron Brew is a Scottish delicacy. It's a soda drink that I've yet to find an American...
Oh, you told me briefly about this.
Probably, I tell everyone, it's my favorite thing. I love it. This is the Iron Brew Christmas advert. So Iron Brew is notorious for doing the best adverts of all time, anyway. You might not understand...
anything?
But it's based on The Snowman. And this airs every Christmas now. I think it originally aired like 4 years ago. And they just can't bother making a new one because this is
because
perfect.
It's perfect.
I'm watching it as well.
I'm sleeping on an iron brew.
Yeah. Oh.
My chilly snowman mate says he would like some too. I tell him get your own. He looks like he is going to cry.
See, this is why this is terrifying.
He licked my iron brew and let go of my hand.
Iron brew.
They never need to make another commercial like that.
No, it's so good. Did you all of those things? The last show is at Glasgow.
Yeah, I could tell they were icons.
Yeah.
Of places I've never been.
Yeah, doesn't look an exciting and fun land. You still didn't answer my question of what's your favorite holiday movie.
I was gonna say I love the Rankin and Bass specials. All of those.
Oh, okay, they're your
the stuff
your
you don't know. Yeah.
Okay, brilliant.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman. They're just stupid and fun. I will say though, I think since I had only watched it last year for my channel, the Angela Lansbury special, Mrs. Santa Claus, is definitely rising up the ranks in
really
holiday movies in my household. Okay. It's a ridiculous movie.
tell you that a friend of mine is dropping in tonight, Mr. Jack Jones. He happens to be one of the best singers around, besides being a good friend of my family's, and I'm going to ask him if he'll maybe sing a song tonight. He's kind of shy about singing at parties, but maybe he will this time. We'll do our best, hey?
Jack Jones!
All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air, with one enormous chair. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Lots of chocolate for me too.
Oh, knock at the door again. Do that thing again.
Right. Okay. Jimmy?
Mm-hmm. I'm so stuffed. It sounds like those cookies.
But there's someone at the door. What if they want cookies?
Well, I don't know. Pull a candy cane off the tree and give them that.
I don't know. Go see who it is.
Okay. Oh my gosh. It's a list of top 10 Christmas songs from musicals.
Whoa. Who would have guessed?
Hello.
How do you think it got up the staircase?
I don't know. But look at all these gifts that it's given us. 10 to be precise. Shall we open them together?
Absolutely. Should we? Is this a top-down list or a bottom-up list?
I think it's a mix.
Okay.
I think it's a mix. So, what this is a really cool list that someone has pulled. Peter Hilliard.
Thanks, Peter.
So, this is a mixture of movies and stage musicals.
Mm-hmm.
Airing on the side of the stage musical. So, if it seems like if it's got a stage adaptation or if it originated on a stage, then it will be from the stage one. Okay. In fact, let's start at number 10. We should work, because otherwise it's going to get boring.
All right. So this number 10, I've never heard of.
Neither have I. So this is Lovers on Christmas Eve from I Love My Wife.
I Love My Wife.
It's by Cy Coleman.
It's a musical from 1977.
Uh-huh. Cy Coleman did, Wikipedia's it, because I know he did something. Oh, City of Angels. Barnum. That's what I know. So yes. he's done Sweet Charity. Cy Coleman has done loads.
And he's written this song from I Love My Wife called Lovers on Christmas Eve.
I'm a softie, I guess. Sentimental, oh yes. But I honestly do. There's no kick to compare with the thrill that you share being lovers on Christmas Eve.
Lovers on Christmas Eve.
It's a nice song.
I'm not actually listening to it. I'll let you listen.
professional podcast.
Please. This video is not available because it's American, probably.
It is interesting. I've never heard of this musical before.
No, neither have I. It's fantastic.
Which doesn't happen very
exactly.
often. Two married couples who have been close friends since high school find themselves contemplating a menage a quart.
Menage a quart. I love that.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God. I found a video. You have to look at this video.
Gimme.
Get ready for
some
gentle 70s nudity.
Of Joanna Gleason, isn't it?
No way. Is that Joanna Gleason?
I like the song. Is that bad?
I think it's fun. This is an interesting show. What? This is such a weird... And then there's a bunch of Santa Clauses.
There's Santa playing the double bass. What is this? Have
what
we jumped through time?
Do
you know what this is? This is 70s musical theater.
This is 70s musical theater.
Right there.
That's absolutely what this is.
Which I adore it as a time in musical theater because they just didn't care and wonderful things happened because of
That's
that.
That's hilarious.
And this is one of them. I'm happy about this.
Thanks, top 10 Christmas list. What's number 9 going to bring us?
Do. That's a British reference. Sorry. I Don't Remember Christmas from
Starting Now.
I was standing in the bedroom when it suddenly came clear that at last I don't remember that at one time you were here. All that stuff that used to haunt me, like your robe behind the door, or the first time I don't notice they're not here anymore. And I don't remember summer, I do not remember fall, so it's possible December never happened after all. Did we trim the tree together? I can't get the image through, cause I don't remember Christmas and I don't remember you.
Which again, I know nothing about.
We're doing great on this. I know Starting Here, Starting Now is a musical review.
It's a musical review. It's fine.
I know the song that has Starting Here, Starting Now in it. If this is I Don't Remember Christmas from a musical review, what is it actually from?
What do you mean?
Is it just from this review? It's not. No, it must just be from this review. Huh.
Yeah. I think it's early song cycle.
1977. Same year.
Back in the 70s was a good year for Christmas songs.
Apparently.
Okay, number eight is one that I know.
Yay!
So number eight is Christmas is My Favorite Time of Year from Catch Me If You Can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't you love the Yuletide fun? There's joy and cheer for everyone. I wait for Santa with a gun. Yes, Christmas is my favorite time of year.
Which isn't my favorite song from the cast recording.
But it's a great show.
It's a really good show. We could do that at a time in the future.
We could. See, this is the... I think Catch Me If You Can is movie adaptation done right.
Right, 100%. The music was so good and interesting.
The music was so good.
Do you know what I kind of liked about it?
Yeah.
Is the music didn't necessarily match up with the film.
Mm.
Do you know, as in, like, you wouldn't have put the style of music with the film. Does that make sense?
It feels like a different show.
Yeah, it kind of... iconifies, that's not a word, doesn't matter, itself.
Yeah.
Through, because I love the music. It's so old-timey, but it's done so well and so fun and schmaltzy. And
it sets itself up as like a variety hour 70s, 80s television show with like the big band behind them all. And it's just a really cool concept.
So there you go. So that's Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, the first song on this list we know.
Yeah, not necessarily like a Christmas show. In fact, none of these. Well, no, the first one.
Yeah.
What was it? I Love My Wife.
I Love My Wife.
It was a Christmas musical about
kind of
polygamy. The Christmas polygamy musical. That
Christmas polygamy musical.
Sorry if you were thinking I'm going to jump on that. The next one is not from Nine, as you would think. It's not the Italian. It's Via Santa.
I don't know this song, but I hope it is just
Via Santa.
So you little Italian devils.
Exactly.
I've never heard this song.
And it's by Compton and Green.
It sounds like Compton and Green.
Jules Stein, who obviously we love. And it sounds very Jules Steiny.
Subways, hold on. The logo for Subways Are Sleeping, another musical I've never heard about. It says, a new musical comedy, Subways Are for Sleeping. I always enjoy when albums say that because this one's not new anymore.
The next time Spring Awakening happens, is it going to be Spring Awakening a new musical? Or, you know, Wicked a new musical? No. I've seen people still call Wicked a new musical.
It's not. It's more than a decade old.
So anyway, this is...
Subways Are for Sleeping. It seems like an interesting show.
Yep. I don't think one of Jules Stein's is best, but that's fine. It's fun.
And it's about Christmas, apparently.
And it sounds very Christmassy.
Subways Are for Sleeping open to mostly negative reviews. Hold on. Producer David Merrick and press agent Harvey Sabinson decided to invite individuals with the same names as prominent theater critics to see the show. And afterwards used their favorite comments in print ads.
Oh my God. The scandal.
Wow. That's hilarious.
Well, I never.
The clever publicity stunt allowed the musical to continue to run and it eventually turned a small profit.
I love this. This is the last part of the Wikipedia article where it says, a revival production was briefly mounted in 2009. And that's all it says.
This is deep cuts of Christmas songs.
Yeah. So that was Be a Santa.
We'll
put links to all
Santa.
These, by the way, in the show
Absolutely.
Notes so you can enjoy. The next one,
number
a
six.
Musical again, I do know.
Yeah.
She Loves Me.
She Loves Me is a great show.
It's fantastic.
Very rarely
London
done.
Revival, actually.
Really?
Yeah, off West End, but I think it did okay.
The song is 12 Days to Christmas
12
from
Days Christmas.
She Loves Me.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Mr. Novak.
Good morning, Miss Polish. How are you today?
Oh, I'm ready for thousands of customers.
Well, only 12 days to go.
She Loves Me is actually...
It's a great show.
It's not hugely well known, is it?
I don't know. No, if you haven't listened to She Loves Me, you should listen to it. I enjoy this song, the 12 Days to Christmas. I also really enjoy My Trip to the Library. That's the name of the song. It's probably one of my top 10 favorite musical theater songs.
There you go. That's big, actually.
That was number 6. Number 5. Oh, here's... I didn't even know this was from a musical. Did you know this was from a musical? Song number 5?
Everything is from a musical.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas from the musical, the hit musical, Here's Love.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. Take a look at the 5 and 10, glistening once again. The candy canes, the silver lanes aglow.
Because it's based on Miracle on 34th Street.
That makes sense.
Did that film have that song? Because I associate that song with that film.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It was written for the musical Here's Love, based on the film Miracle on 34th Street.
Ah,
by Meredith Wilson, of all people. That's crazy.
How interesting is that, actually? Yeah.
I always love it when you find a song that was written for a musical, and the song far outlives the popularity of the musical.
Right. I love Miracle on 34th Street.
It's great. The old one. Don't watch the new one.
Oh, no, I like the new one.
You like the color one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you don't know it's in color because of your TV.
That's it. I get that. No. The little girl from Matilda. Matilda.
That's just
so great. No, she's so great.
That's not the same.
But that's a great song. I mean, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas is one of the best Christmas songs that exists.
It's true. It's true. That was number 5.
This next one is from a movie.
Uh-huh.
Don't think it's ever been on a stage.
I don't think so either.
Well, I mean, it has been on a stage.
But not this version.
This, yes, exactly. So this is A Christmas Carol.
This is the one with Kelsey Grammer, right?
Yes, the movie. Yes.
With songs by Alan Menken. And the name of the song is God Bless Us, Everyone.
I'm going to quickly pause because apparently there was a 1994 Madison Square Garden production
of this.
That's really interesting.
This was on stage? That's crazy.
And then it got turned into film. There you go.
Crazy.
We know nothing.
Aren't you glad you tuned in to hear two musical theater experts on this podcast?
No, absolutely squat all.
Learning every day.
But do you know what? This is a point. Cool. Okay, this is a nice point. This is where, you know, like at the end of the Christmas specials, they always do a moral. This isn't the end yet, but still. It's interesting because we were saying earlier about Christmas shows and that they're so limited.
Yeah.
So you don't know a lot about them.
Because they don't get long runs. They don't get a lot of play.
We don't know anything about
this. We don't know anything about
this. This is done every year, apparently, till 2003.
That's crazy.
And then 2004. Look, this is fascinating. In 2004, the production was adapted for television.
Mm-hmm.
So they took the stage musical and they put it on TV, which is what we're talking about. That's the future. The future happened in 2004. Yeah,
that's crazy.
And the song is fine.
The song is fine. God bless us, everyone. It's about what you'd expect. Kelsey Grammer squinting, their children singing.
If you're going to watch A Christmas Carol musical, watch Muppets Christmas Carol.
Watch the Muppets instead.
You haven't even seen it.
I'll go watch it. I'll go watch it today.
Yeah. Okay. The next one you'll be very happy to hear.
My favorite.
Thomas is from Maine.
I am so glad that this blog post we're reading did not include the Lucille Ball recording of it.
Right? I've not heard that.
She butchers the song.
Can she sing?
No. That's the you know, it's awful that she was in the movie. That's the worst thing in the world, despite what the internet comments on that video.
But Lucille Ball has a lot of fans.
I know. I've met all of them. They've all left, every single one of them has left me a comment.
Oh dear.
To tell me how I'm wrong.
Well, you know, you're saying what you feel, and that's
true.
Important.
But
okay.
We Need a Little Christmas is a great song. I think between Jerry Herman's use of this melody, We Need a Little Christmas is the better use.
Yes.
Which is weird because It Takes a Woman came out first, which is not, you know, it doesn't have a Christmas bent to it at all. But The melody seems decidedly joyful and holiday spirit and all that fun stuff. But it wasn't written for that. It was written to be a comedy production number.
It definitely feels joyful. But I think the addition of, you know, pizzicato string. Up an octave makes it feel a lot more Christmassy.
That's absolutely,
you know what I mean?
True. Yeah, for sure.
And some chimes here and there. You feel like you're decorating a large tree every time you listen to that song. Do you know? I just feel it's so Christmassy. It's great.
That was number three.
Number two.
Can you guess? I can guess. White Christmas.
From?
Oh, that's a toughie.
Yeah. No, we'll take the best version. Well, we'll take the musical version.
The musical version of White Christmas?
It's now a musical.
It is now a musical.
And it's fine. Keep it as a film.
Keep it as a film.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Keep it as a film.
It's one of those, like, I bet you it didn't play on Broadway for long. 53 performances.
There you go.
Because it's a Christmas show.
It's a Christmas show that you can watch on your TV.
And then number one. Your favorite.
I called it. I knew it was going to be this. It is my favorite. It is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Judy Garland and no one else.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year on.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.
I think the most shameful thing in the world about Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is the common lyric change that happens in pop songs, where it goes, have yourself a merry little Christmas, if the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, is not the original lyric. The original lyric is, have yourself a merry little Christmas if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to struggle through somehow. Which is a much more meaningful and important lyric.
They cut that out of...
They change it to, hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Which is just kind of a throwaway Christmassy.
Because it's like, hopeful.
Right. As opposed to like, have a merry Christmas if the fates are letting you.
Yeah.
But if they're not, we're going to struggle through.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, much more meaningful, much more exciting.
I never noticed
and
that.
They change it all the time.
Ah.
And if you listen to a pop singer who sings this song and changes the lyric to that, you should stop listening to the song.
Throw a tomato at them. Anyway, it's the best. Meet it me is the best. Louis. It's fantastic.
Excuse me, Mr. Jones.
Yes, Lorna.
Did you please sing Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
Well, gee, I haven't sung that song in a long time, and you know, actually, it's a children's song.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Oh, you mean you like to sing Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
Huh? That's right.
Well, what are we going to do about that?
I don't know. It's quite a serious problem.
Well, let me see. I think I think I have an idea. Why don't you sit on my knee and sing to me, huh?
What would you like to hear?
Well, Santa Claus is Coming to Town would be nice.
Okay, I know that one.
Yes, I've heard it.
So this is a very, very British UK thing.
Exactly.
Pantos.
Exactly.
And it's not an American
thing.
You
don't have them. So let's talk about this. Okay. Get the door. Okay. I think it's... Whose turn is it?
Ugh. Jimmy, I'm so full of cookies.
I'll get it. It's fine. I'm on a diet. I only had three. I'll get the door.
Who is it?
Oh my gosh. It's the British favorite, the pantomime.
So what, I don't even understand, okay. Like, I really don't, what is a pantomime?
Here it goes. I mean, it's so difficult to describe.
Uh-huh.
It's effectively its own genre of theatre.
Okay.
Earlier, back in my youth, I didn't realise that it was literally just a British thing.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, any international listeners,
yeah,
if you have them in your country, yeah, but I think it's literally just the UK, I mean, and Ireland.
It's certainly not an American thing.
It's certainly not the States, exactly. So what they are, you take your classic Grimm's Brothers fairy tales, mm-hmm, okay? Or some, you know, Disney movies as well kind of come into it, but most part of Grimm's Brothers fairy tales,
mm-hmm,
and you mix them up in a big bowl of camp and satire,
okay,
and cultural references. Toss in a couple of regional C-list celebrities,
uh-huh,
C to Z list celebrities, and out of work actors,
uh-huh,
and you toss it onto a stage and you have a pantomime.
Huh.
And it is a complete and utter Christmas tradition. So pantomimes, I can't give you an example of, oh, the 2007 Aladdin. It right. doesn't work like that.
Right.
They're all across the UK.
Are they just geared towards children?
Families.
Okay.
So it's like the kind of like Shrek philosophy of
okay.
stuff in there for the adults, stuff in there for the kids.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, it's just so ingrained in uh-huh. our just life.
So why? Because in...
Why do we do it?
Well, in my world, pantomime is, you know, is just a fancy word for miming.
Right, because you can do something in pantomime, right? Which is, a theater form.
Exactly.
Okay. I think because it is such, I don't know, maybe because it's so... garish.
A dramatic entertainment originating in Roman mime. Huh.
There you go, yeah. So a pantomime in ancient Greek was originally a group who imitates all. So it's that art of imitation,
uh-huh.
right? It's kind of like you're imitating. And I guess that's kind of what these pantomimes are. You're imitating mm-hmm. these stories. You're really taking them out. So it was the Harlequins that would perform them and yeah. they're, you know, full-on mockeries and things like that.
Clownish.
Yes, exactly that. And then it seems like it was around the sort of 1800s that
mm-hmm.
they started to kick in as the pantos that we know and love today. So, I mean, I could talk about it forever. It's so funny because you
That's
know
crazy.
Nothing.
Yeah.
But like, so tradition, so here we go, like the different kind of traditions that you would have,
mm-hmm.
the leading male will often be played by a girl.
Uh-huh.
And that's not necessarily as true now, but it wouldn't be weird if that happened.
Okay.
And like, and more often than not, things like Peter Pan
mm-hmm.
or Dick Whittington, uh-huh. it'll be a girl because it's like a young boy kind of thing. But kind of if it was like Cinderella, where your main part's a girl, it would uh-huh. just be a girl in Prince Charm. Or what's Cinderella's prince? Oh, I can't believe I don't know that. I'm so appalled. Prince David. I don't know. It doesn't matter. He will be played by a man.
Uh-huh.
So you've got them as their characters. Then you will always have the pantomime dame. Okay. Do you know anything about pantomime dame?
Nope.
Pantomime dame is like, it goes beyond drag.
Okay.
So it's a man always as a woman. And yeah, like I say, go way beyond drag into the realms of complete ridiculousness, and they're always disgustingly camp, hilarious. They're the audience. They throw sweets to the children.
Oh my God, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, they often survive till the end. Uh-huh. And they're often like the mother.
Yeah.
Or in Aladdin, I think it's like the aunt. And they're not necessarily characters from the stories that we know. Like, for example, in Aladdin, I don't think this is a character in the original story. Certainly uh-huh. not in the Disney, but it's a character of Wishy-Washy.
Actually,
Wishy-Washy is the male counterpart. And Widow Twanky is the name of the dame. The thing is like, to me, this all makes sense.
Right, and to me, this is absolutely ridiculous.
So, like I say, in this little pot, you've got like things like cultural stuff. So, pantomimes across the UK at the moment will be talking about, well, certainly in Scotland, they'll be talking about a referendum. They'll be talking about Donald Trump, probably. David Cameron will be thrown in there. Lots of, like, politics, as well as things like, you know, our reality TV will get mentioned, or celebrities will get mentioned. Like, Simon Cowell will be referenced loads, and uh-huh. things like that. Cheryl Cole will get referenced in, as jokes throughout by any character. Then if you go to, like, the baddie, again, is often gender twisted.
Okay.
And they're always like really, really evil baddie.
Mustache twirling, like.
Yeah, exactly. Or if it's like evil queen, like very grand. Do you know? Very, uh-huh. very grand. Again, it's full, it's complete drag.
Yeah.
But it's always beautiful. And when they come on, you boo, the audience boo and hisses, and that's, you're allowed to do that, and then they have to like react.
So is there a lot of like audience participation?
Yeah, that's the point.
This is ridiculous.
So typical panto catchphrases are, you'll get this in every single panto you go to, we'll have like, now I wonder where Aladdin would be. I haven't seen him. Have you seen him? And then you have to shout back, he's behind you. And you're like, what? He's behind you. And then she'd like turn around and Aladdin would like run to the other side. And they're just like, you're lying to me, you silly little kids. And then you're like, he's behind. Da, da, da. And that'll go on for a few minutes. And then.
That's ridiculous.
There they are. And the other one that you would have would be, you'd be like, it's that way. And they'd be like, oh, no, it isn't. And then everyone in the audience would be like, oh, yes, it is.
What?
He'd be like, oh, no, it isn't. Oh, yes, it is.
What?
And it's just tradition.
I would feel so out of place.
You just wouldn't, because everyone is doing it. It's so fun. So there you go, that's Panto. Bye, Panto. We'll see you next year.
Thanks for coming. Sorry we didn't have any cookies for you.
Now, a lot of you don't know that Mel Torme is the composer and writer of all of my special material, every show. He's also been a guest on the show before, and lots of you don't know that he happened to write one of the most beautiful Christmas songs that ever was written.
All through the year we waited through spring and fall, to hear silver bells ringing and winter time bringing the happiest season of all. And I wish Judy Garland would sing the chorus in her own time.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Your nose.
Gosh, Tommy, I've eaten so many cookies and
oh, I'm so
dinner.
Full.
Do you know what we should do?
What?
Let's play a game.
What kind of game?
In true Christmas tradition.
A nice holiday Christmassy game.
What more holiday Christmas game than charades?
Can we play some contemporary form of charades?
Let's play Heads Up by Ellen DeGeneres.
Everyone's favorite lesbians game.
Exactly. And hope that it works. And hope that it translates to a pure audio production.
Pretend I don't know what we're doing.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't know what we're doing. And describe to me how this game works.
Okay, so heads up. Well, we're going to do the Broadway Baby deck.
Did you say that last word again?
Deck.
Broadway Baby what? Say it one more time.
Deck. Deck. Not dick. All right. You disgusting human. Deck. It doesn't sound like it.
It absolutely does.
So, Tommy, you're going to go first and you're going to guess.
Okay. No,
you're going to describe to me.
I'm going to describe to Jimmy these cards, and he has to guess. What are they all? Are they all Broadway themed? Broadway shows? Broadway people?
Musical actors. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Generally.
Musical thing themed things.
And songs as well. And so, and feel free, you can sing, you can describe.
I'll do whatever. And
try
because
not to gesture.
This is a podcast. Uh-huh. You can play along at home.
Exactly.
Listeners.
Feel free to scream to your
scream,
room. Or...
If you're on a bus, scream out the answers right now.
Please do. That'd be so funny. And record yourself doing it. Well. Yeah, try not to gesture and describe things.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
That won't work.
All right, here we go.
Okay, can you see?
Sure. Come a little closer, I can't see. Okay. Oh, okay. It's a musical about a helicopter.
Oh, Miss Saigon.
Yeah. It's a musical about the only musical about a city. A city in Tennessee. I don't know any songs from it. It's about Motown.
It's not Motown.
It's not
Memphis.
Motown.
Memphis.
Yes, yeah. Memphis. The king of musical theater.
Theme song.
Uh-huh. Yes. puppet sex.
Oh, Avnicki.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Oh, God, an older musical about a guy who's really joyful. He's the most... Oh,
who's
pass.
Who's okay.
I said a word in it.
It's not passing. Is it passing?
You did. Wolverine. And in musicals. Oklahoma.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Time's up.
Okay.
That was fun.
That worked really well. It's just every time.
We could just make a podcast
the
where
most
we play
happy
heads
fella.
Up.
I ain't ever heard of that.
That was that one for listeners. The Most Happy Fella.
The Most Happy
Fella. That was
fella.
The one we passed. I guess you can't see it. Oh, it's by Frank Lesser.
Okay. I got 1, 2, 3, 5. I'm King Hugh Jackman.
Play. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Oh, I gotta.
This is so fun. I love this game. Okay. Seymour Cralborn.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yep. Okay. Android Webber musical. About felines.
Cats.
Yes. Okay. This is really funny. What we're gonna do? Oh no, I was gonna say what we're gonna do is our next podcast, but that was meant to fail. Anyway, spoil the surprise. But yeah, what we're gonna do is our next podcast.
Nine.
No, the other
Cabaret.
One.
Cabaret.
Yeah, good. Spoil two podcasts.
Spoilers.
Okay, David Hasselhoff's musical debut.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Elle Woods.
Legally
Royal
Blonde.
Bundy in her nose. Yeah. Boy George musical.
Boy George musical.
Boy George musical.
Yeah,
Boy George,
what the heck is
Camp
that?
Chameleon.
No,
it was really good. If you don't know it, I think it's had any sort of Broadway transfer. It's really, really good.
West End musical.
We've got 1 second, so it's
it's done, it's the done. Boy from Oz. No,
it's, by the way, the game is finished.
Oh,
and no, not the Boy from Oz.
Taboo.
Yeah, have you never heard it?
No, I've never heard of that.
How fun is this that we both learned?
That's awesome.
Taboo. Is fantastic.
I know
I don't
nothing
know
about
if it's
it.
Ever been on Broadway. It should have been on Broadway.
So what's it? It's about Boy George.
It's not autobiographical. It's like semi-autobiographical.
Okay.
It's about kind of growing up and being homosexual. Basically,
no, I've never heard about this. It had a Broadway transfer in.
Oh, did it? On Broadway?
Who knows when it was.
It was 2003.
Huh, so recently. No, I've never heard about this.
I thoroughly recommend everyone go and check it out.
I will have to look this up. Taboo. That was a fun game. We should do that more often.
We should do that more often.
But this is a Christmas episode, Jimmy.
Exactly.
Do you have any Christmas traditions, Jimmy?
I do.
Maybe based around musicals or not?
Absolutely not based around musicals. That's the thing. No, I've already said Christmas is absolutely my favorite holiday. I've got lots of traditions. I think my favorite tradition...
Uh-huh.
One of my favorite ones that I always like is every Christmas, my dad will get me like a new book.
Uh-huh.
That he's picked, and that's been going on for many, many years now.
That's really sweet.
And I love that.
What book did you get last year?
Can I remember? Treasure them. But, no, I do. I always push it, but they kind of all blend into one. But no, what's been quite good is he's like introduced me to a lot of books.
Uh-huh.
So he introduced me to Neil Gaiman as an author.
That's awesome.
So that's my short.
That's fun.
That's one of my short ones.
That's
I've got
a good Christmas tradition.
So what's your Christmas tradition, T-Dog?
Do you have mall Santas? in Scotland?
No, but I fully... Well, no, actually, what am I saying? Yes, we do.
Yeah, we like
we
go
don't
to
have
the
malls,
mall.
But we have shopping
it's
centers
across the entire world. Santa takes time out of his busy schedule,
right,
to sit and pose for pictures at malls, at least across America and probably across the world.
I think across the world. I think well, certainly across the developed
world.
He's a world.
Busy man. Well, I have two younger brothers, and since as far back as I can remember. We pose for pictures with Mall Santa.
Amazing.
For Christmas. And so you can watch...
The whole family?
Just me and my bros.
You and your bros?
Yeah, from
oh my gosh.
Screaming young diaper age until last year.
Oh.
And sometimes, especially now that we don't all live at home, sometimes it's a bit of a scramble. Sometimes we cheat. Did you know Mall Santa will sit at the mall until New Year's? You can get a picture if you the pro tip, pro life tip for those of you out there who want to get a picture with Mall Santa, do it after Christmas.
But wait, because surely Santa's exhausted.
I mean, it's you know, he can smile enough for a picture.
How nice is that of Santa to
It's true. To pose
keep working.
To pose with me and my brothers.
Yeah. Do you always do the same pose?
Bored and tired, usually, yes. Usually the picture is a gift for our mothers. Our mother. We only have one, being brothers.
Our mothers.
That's how that works.
Yeah, the collective mother. That's lovely.
That's
Do you
fun.
Wear Christmas jumpers? Do you...
Usually it's something vaguely Christmas themed, but they do all of the Santa pictures are displayed in my parents' home.
Amazing.
And it's the first thing you see when you walk in is the progression of Christmas pictures.
Well, I think it's time...
To close out our Christmas special.
Yeah, to go to bed.
To go to bed. What a nice way to go to bed with a nice little vaguely Christmas-themed question about our next podcast.
Oh, what a lovely idea. I'll be thinking of that all night.
We've spoiled that we're going to talk about Cabaret next time.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. For Candor and Ebb month.
Yep, but lots of people did request it, so we're listening to you.
So we're gonna, but we have a Candor and Ebb themed question here for you.
Great.
That is wonderfully also holiday themed. Isn't that nice?
I was lucky more than anything.
That is lucky more than anything. Here is our trivia question for you that we will answer on our next podcast.
Yes.
After Auld Lang Syne, which Candor and Ebb song is played in Times Square every New Year's? After Auld Lang Syne, which Candor and Ebb song is played in Times Square every New Year's? We'll answer that for you on our next podcast.
Hey, we'll answer that for you next year.
Next year. Whoa.
We're taking a whole year's hiatus.
A whole year's
we'll see you in
hiatus.
2017.
So you may even be able to figure out the answer just by watching television.
I mean, that's very true. Or if you live in New York, go to
or if you live in New York, yeah. And, yeah,
like,
yeah. And you'd be like, oh, that's
if,
the answer.
If you get the answer,
yeah.
Don't put it on Reddit.
Yeah.
Because we'll have to bleep you.
If you get the answer, you should tweet it at us, because then people can avoid the answer if they want to.
But you'll still get all the glory, like Sax
Man. All
Bandit.
The glory, like Sax Man 127.
Yep.
9280. Sexy Man.
92.0.
You sexy man.
That was it. Merry Christmas, Tommy.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Jimmy.
And Merry Christmas, listeners.
Merry Christmas.
And
happy
holidays as well. Oh my
happy
God.
Hanukkah. Merry Kwanzaa. Happy winter solstice.
Yeah.
I hope you're spending this holidays with someone, people you like being with.
Exactly. And if you're not, listen to the podcast.
Thanks for spending it with us.
And you can spend it with us. And I would be more than happy to spend it with you.
No, we need more holiday musicals.
I want Kwanzaa the musical. Okay?
Kwanzaa the musical.
Because I don't know anything about Kwanzaa.
But and the only way to explain things to Jimmy is through musical form. So if
I mean,
we want him to know about Kwanzaa.
It's so true. It's so true. Look how many things I've learned from Glee.
It's true.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical, Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.